virtue and any strength. All right, how many like to be the perfect? You want to be perfect.
Amen.
First Peter, 2 Peter, the first chapter said, by these exceedingly and precious promises are we made partakers of the divine nature. How are you going to do it? By these promises, vindicated promises of the hour.
Amen.
By these promises, begin to nurse from and add to your faith virtue, which is strength, and then build right up. Now watch here. Listen to this man. When Abraham was 90 years old and 9, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said unto him, I am Almighty God, El Shaddai. Walk before me and be thou perfect. See that? Lord, I hope you did. After he saw him, after the covenant was confirmed, the blood covenant, then he comes on the scene. Malachi 4 and 5. Then he comes on the scene and says, yes, no good woman. Got to have more than one Pentecost day. You got to have more than gifts of spirit. You got to have to say more than that. Well, look here. What is it? Time of the coming of the bridegroom. Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. How is this right here? You're dead. Time of the bridegroom is here. Now it says, Abraham, after Pentecost, coming into the last stage now of when the Son is to be born, the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Now, walk before me and be perfect, church. Now, how are you going to do it? He said, be perfect. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven. How are you going to do it? Nurse upon the two breasted one, El Shaddai.
Amen.
That's your answer right there.
Amen.
Notice here he said, over in 2 Peter, to this church that would be made perfect, he said, add to your faith virtue strength. Get life-giving strength from El Shaddai, the two breasted one.
Amen.
Eat that whole word of God from the Old Testament clear through the New. Is that right?
Amen.
You'll get life-giving strength. Add your faith, virtue, knowledge. Knowledge, temperance, temperance, patience, patience, godliness, godliness, brotherly kindness. Then I will give you the son.
Amen.
Now let me say amen.
Amen.
Now don't give me that son down there at the bottom of justification and payment. Huh? I just drank a whole lot like that too. Sure you don't believe that. You don't believe that you get the son, and then you start adding virtue.
No.
Huh? You're saying like this. Abraham, now Abraham, you've already got strength. Now you're not really dead. You already got the son. Why, you just make a mess out of scripture. Just try to preach it to me. I like somebody preaching to me like that. I like no how you'd ever find scripture in the Bible. I may say then, it's not there. Yet many believe that today, that you get the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and then you start adding faith and virtue. No, you don't. No, look at here. Well, I believe Peter, where he got that. See, I have to repent. I said I was going, wasn't going to keep you long anymore. Here I am again. See,
why
is
it?
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Well, I know. Yeah, we thank the Lord. Some, it's hard for us. Some can't eat as much. I don't want to weary you, but I just want you to see it real good. I want you to see it everywhere in the Bible. I want you to see the walk of the true believer toward his promise, inheritance. Notice 2 Peter. Now said, if you want to be like God, is that right? Come on. He said, Abraham, walk before me and be perfect. How many say amen to that? All right, now Abraham, how are you going to be perfect? You've got to eat every bit of the Word of God from El Shaddai. The Old Testament, New Testament, two precious ones. Old Testament, New Testament. Eat all the vindicated word message, right?
Amen.
All right, now, look here. Peter, 2 Epistle of Peter, read it. Now, whereby we are given to us exceeding great and precious promise, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, the perfect life of God, divine nature. and escape the corruption that is in the world through love. Besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue. Right? Virtue, what is virtue? Strength. Where do you get that? From El Shaddai. Now, look here. El Shaddai has appeared in Malachi 4 and 5 today, showing you though it's dead and you're poor in spirit, but come unto El Shaddai, the word of God made manifest and made flesh in this hour, and get life-giving strength. Add to that faith that you have in this revealed word of God, add to it virtue strength. Right? And then that knowledge of the message. Right?
Amen.
Knowledge of the message, then begin to overcome and temper your body.
Amen.
Temper yourself.
See?
Overcome. And then patience in the word of What? What after Malachi 4:5 appears and El Shaddai comes with the full word of God they manifest to get your strength from that? Then after that, add virtue and virtue knowledge, and then giver, and then what? Patience for what? For the promise.
Amen.
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 Uh-oh. Oh, what am I to do with that thing? See? What it is, brother, if it's not revelation, you get to preaching 2 or 3 hours, you're going to make some movements. You're going to have to jump over a lot of things that this thing's going to line out. How many say amen?
Amen.
Yeah, I have patience now to promise. Now let's look on. Let's look at this perfect one now. Walk before me, church, and be perfect now. Just believing ain't enough. Just sanctification ain't enough. You've got to be perfect. And I want to ask you, what is more perfect than the fullness of God in you?
Amen.
Add to your temperance, patience in the promise. Now, couldn't we tie that in with Hebrews 10 now? After that, you believe you inherited the promise. Isn't that over in Hebrews 10? Well, somebody's maybe you're doubting, and I don't want to read that to you. Huh? I can stand here 4 or 5 hours and find it. Oh, wait. All right. Now let me read this. I just feel read this right here. Hebrews 10. Cast not away therefore you confidence. Confidence in what? Confidence in the vindicated word. Which has great recompense of reward. I'd like to ask you what that reward of the believer is. Let me ask you as a class this morning. Let me hear. What is the reward of a believer?
That's
the Holy Ghost. That's right. Praise. Father, a false prophet received a false baptism. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God. Huh? What? Ye have need of patience after ye have done the will of God.
Amen.
You might receive the what?
Promise.
What's the promise? The baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
For yet a little while. Come on now. Yes. After I hear yourself shout out. After a little while. He that shall come will come and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Anybody draws back from getting that token like the borderline believers, my soul will have no pleasure in him. I'll disinherit him. I'll cut him off. He will not go into the promised land.
Amen.
Ain't that good?
Amen.
Oh, I just love to sit you down here tight. Pull it up there. Boy. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition. Huh? But of them that believe unto the saving of the spirit. So,
amen.
Where does the baptism of the Holy Ghost come? He comes and sets up on your soul.
Amen.
Oh my, I just love the word God. Oh, you can't make it lie. You just hide in from Genesis to Revelation to keep working that. Huh? All right. Can you nurse,
church?
Can you nurse from the vindicated word of the El Shaddai today and get strength to give birth? Now watch this.
Amen.
Here we are, 99 years old, as good as dead. Now at the time of the deadness, years past menopause, Sarah, the real true church, has not given birth to the Son yet. Though Christ by predestination has been carried here, like Abraham since he was 12 years old. God has been married to the bride since the foundation of the world. Huh? But in this hour, look at Pentecost. Years and years, no birth of Isaac yet. But now I'm closing. Look at this. I don't know where he got. After all this was said, let's look at this right now. Right before, at 99 years old, right at this time, El Shaddai, while we are nursing on the word message, Abraham is receiving a sign. Abraham is receiving a sign, proving and showing that the legal church did nurse from El Shaddai. Pentecost didn't do it. But the real church bride did nurse from El Shaddai, and he appears, oh my, at this stage of the church as the Son of Man. He appears at this time, God coming down out of heaven and revealed in human flesh to faithful Abraham. Notice I said faithful Abraham that believed his word.
Amen.
That nursed off his breast. God appears in human flesh and said, Abraham, I'm going to give you what they had on the dead end called
greatness.
That's right. Abraham was looking for Isaac, but the church bride today is looking for the promised Son, the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
The coming of the Lord. How many believe that?
Amen.
All right, now, he's saying to the church, now you have believed the message, Abraham. I have accepted your faith, and it's accounted to you for righteousness. Now, at the time of life, Sarah, thy wife, now she's got a change. Shall have the child.
Amen.
Now, to you, Abraham, the royal seed of Abraham this morning, as we believe we're speaking to in this hour.
Yes.
More that I want to find, but I'm going to let it go. Maybe pick it up some other time. Oh, there's something good to tie right in there. Now, notice, faithful Abraham. How many people were the royalty?
Yes.
Amen. Well, if we are not just the seed of Abraham, we are the royal seed of faith of Christ Jesus.
Amen.
What about all of these promises that we stagger at today? In my name you shall cast out devils, heal the sick. Raise the dead. If you ask anything, in my name I'll do it. The works that I do shall you do also, and greater works than these shall you do. What about all these exceeding precious promises, royal seed of Abraham? Oh, brother, we call ourselves the royal seed of Abraham, but do we believe like Abraham today? Do we believe like Jesus Christ, who took God at his word? Look at the last sign given the royal seed of Abraham today. We have a promise in Luke 17 and 30 said, as it was in the days of Lot, so shall it be in the second coming of the Son of Man. Is that right?
Amen.
As God came down in human flesh to Abraham and discerned the secrets of the heart of Sarah in the tent, we have seen the same sign to the royal seed of Abraham. And what?
Oh.
What does that sign mean to you as a believer today, Brother Bob? What does it mean, Brother Bob? It means that God is ready to hear the real baptism of the Holy Ghost to the true believer that is nursed on the two precious one El Shaddai.
Amen.
Amen. Let's bow down. Father, still it comes again.
Amen.
dearly beloved, what a blessed, glorious hour you and I are living in. The covenant has been confirmed again.
Amen.
The Son of Man has been made manifested before us. And the promised Son is ready to be born. The bride of Jesus Christ is ready to give birth to the manifestation of the hallowed day of Pentecost. Oh, as this Priscilla lady saw me, I love him, he called me for suffering. Oh, is there one in this room? Said, oh, Brother Bob, I don't want to be under Ishmael covenant. I don't want to be under that. I want to come to El Shaddai.
Yes.
This morning, drink, nurse from him, that I may be his friend, to have a manifestation of the Holy Ghost in my life, like the 120 had on the day of Pentecost. I may like to raise your hand and say, remember me in prayer, Brother Man. God bless all those saints. God sees your hand. God bless you. The Lord bless all of you. What means anything? God has given us the inheritance of the whole world. What do you try to keep yourself working? To own part of this world. When God's going to give it all to us and believe it anyway. Most loving Father, we thank thee for the great El Shaddai, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we can nurse thy great strength for thy vindicated message of this hour. Lord, you have confirmed the covenant to us again. We see the blood of this covenant so plain. Then we have seen you come down in human flesh. Discern the secrets of the heart. And we thank you for it, Lord. And we pray, Lord God, that you send the great promised one among us, Lord.
Yes.
We have seen the promised one reveal, Lord, the secrets of the heart. We've seen the sick healed, the blinded eyes opened, the crippled faith of all, and the dead raised. And we've seen the gospel preached. Lord Jesus, bring the pressure, Lord, that we need. We might have birth pains to produce what they did on the day of Pentecost. Father, ever keep us true to your word. Help us to love one another. Never speak evil to no one. Help us to edify, strengthen, and encourage one another. Lord God, send the great power of God upon the believers. We are looking for the rewards of the great gift of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Place into position the greatest woman in the world, the bride of the Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you, praise you for your grace. And we believe as may this part of this evening time bride that's to be made up. May everyone here, Lord, be in that number, Father. Bless thy people that are called by thy name around the world, Father. Bless all the saints down in New York City, Lord. Bless them each one. Father God, bless those in Jeffersonville and over in Clarksville, down in Miami, Florida, Arizona, Texas, Louisiana, Georgia, Oregon, Lord, California, all around the islands of the seas, overseas, Father. Bless the people that are called with thy name, Son. May there break out a great revival among the little bride that will bring the rapture and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. Father, bless us this day. Won't you please bring us back tonight, spiritually minded, Lord, with an open heart. Lord, help us to never be offended before thy word, Lord. Lord Jesus, we pray that you'll never let us say anything wrong. Lord, help us to be yielded to you, surrendered to complete obedience to the Word. In Jesus' name we pray.
Thank you. you love the Lord Jesus.
Yes, he loves. Friend, may we press the battle. May we never be sad, but may we be onward Christian soldiers, fighting the fight of faith, victorious like Abraham. Though he had not received the Son yet, yet he come back from the battle of the king. Oh God, I missed a great thing right there. Ought to start preaching all over. Brother Shaw, dismiss us in a word of prayer. May God's grace be with you this afternoon. May you come back tonight with a heart full of joy to stand your post of duty, knowing that God is ready to give the promised Son to everyone that believes. Greet one another outside with a brother and sister friendly handshake. Love one another. And oh God, may we bridle our tongues and do everything that we can to walk perfect before the Lord Jesus. Brother Shaw will dismiss us in a word of prayer.
Thank you, Lord, once more for this day, Lord. Thank you for your presence here this morning, dear Lord. Thank you, Lord, you open up our hearts, minds, Lord, this morning, and understanding of the revelation of your word. Pray your quality watch over us now, Lord, as we take the blessing with us, dear God.
Yes.
Keep it with us this afternoon, dear Lord.
Yes.
Pray your quality watch over us as we travel along today, Lord. Bring us back together, we pray safely this night. With us now in Jesus'
name. God bless you.
Take the name of Jesus.